880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, Dave, thank you so much for the positive energy. You are the man. And I'll tell you who else is right up there and gets a high five is the new Fed chairman, Yellen. Hey, she went out there and let everybody know that it was going to stay static and cool for a while. So we're not going to have any artificial increases in interest rates to cool down the economy, at least for a while. So high five to her. The stock market reacted as you would think, and it went through the roof and set records. We're going to set records today. We're going to have some great content. We've got my good friend Matt Hagman. He's the Miami Program Director at the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation. We're going to talk about his role here in South Florida, helping to empower entrepreneurs. Our second half of the show, our U Health guest is going to be Dr. Richard Thurr. He's a professor of surgery. We're going to discuss the new advances that they have in identifying lung cancer. So for all you smokers out there, make sure you stay with us for this second half of the show. We're going to talk about some really interesting things. And then at the end of the show, make sure you hang out, because you will get a straight shot of Jim. You will get whatever's on my mind. Dave is rocking. Matt is ready. We'll be back right after this with a super duper show.
All right, we're jamming.
Forward to that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
If okay. I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Okay, Dave, this one's for you. As we get older, we're all at risk of developing cataracts. With the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom Palmer Eye Institute and new high-definition lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. This is always my best part of this one. Call 305-243-2020. That's right, 305-243-2020 to schedule a consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom Palmer's been ranked the number one eye hospital in the country 10 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report. Visit BascomPalmer.org or call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today. And now we're going to talk about our good friends at Warren Henry. Of course, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, and I'm always looking to do that, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Actually, it's 4 years for me. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Dave pointed the finger, and that means we're back. And we've got the Knight Foundation. We've got my good friend, Matt Hagman. He's the program director at the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation. In his role, Matt leads the Knight's community programs here in South Florida. He's an award-winning journalist who previously worked for nearly a decade reporting on issues of local and national importance. Hopefully, he will not editorialize on my content or delivery. The Knight Foundation works to help sustain healthy communities in a democracy, and the Knight Foundation aims to increase the ability of individuals to engage in change. There's all kinds of good things that the Knight Foundation's doing here in South Florida and around the country. We're going to discuss their activities here in Miami and in other locations across the USA. Welcome, Matt Hagman.
Thank you, Jim.
It's great to be here.
All right. Well, listen, Matt, lean in so the world can hear you. Talk into the
mic. Can you hear me?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dave almost had a heart attack. His head flew off on that one. And the meters went scoring all over the place. Well, Matt, you know, we always know is the James L. Knight. We got the James L. Knight Center in downtown Miami. I think that's about as far as it goes for the majority of the people in their community. Why don't you tell us who the Knight brothers were?
Sure. So the Knight brothers owned, in fact, at one point had the biggest newspaper chain in the country. They owned some 26 newspapers from Miami clear across to San Jose, California. Some of the papers they owned range from the Miami Herald to the Philadelphia Inquirer to the Detroit Free Press to the Akron Beacon Journal, where the brothers first started. And ultimately, they got out of the newspaper business and launched Knight Foundation. And when they did, they said they wanted the foundation to focus on two things. One, to work in journalism, the industry that they did so well in, and two, to work in those communities where they publish newspapers. And so today, the Knight Foundation, we work, our funding is in journalism and media innovation. We work in the arts, and then we have community programs in each of the 26 communities where they used to publish papers with a particular focus on eight of those communities. And in each of those eight, there's a program director who's charged with coming up with a strategy that's sort of the moment for that city, where we're sort of, where we can make some real progress that contributes to the overarching mission of the Knight Foundation, and that's to promote informed and engaged communities.
Wow, informed and engaged communities. And here in Miami, it's a really awesome task because our community continues to evolve and grow. And so, Matt, when you first started with the Knight Foundation, what was the first thing you did?
The first thing, when I got to Knight Foundation, was interesting. We had an opportunity because the art program, which had been our local communities program, had become a national program. And so we had an opportunity to focus in a new area. And in fact, our CEO, Alberto Abarguin, said to me, Matt, go talk to people for 4 to 5 months and come back and tell me what we should do next in Miami.
So, Matt, you went and you looked at things. What did you find? And I'm sorry for stepping on you, but
not
I like had too much Gatorade.
We looked around. We thought, you know, here's an opportunity, we thought, to sort of widen our lens in Miami's creative community, to continue focusing on artists as we have in terms of building Miami's cultural life, but now to not only focus on artists but entrepreneurs and to find ways to sort of take what so defines Miami, and that's entrepreneurship, right? Starting things, launching new ventures. That is Miami. In fact, you know, the Kauffman Foundation in April of this year published a study looking at the most entrepreneurial cities on a per capita basis. Guess which metropolitan area ranked number one?
Present.
Miami.
Oh, man. And all anybody has to do is go over to Panther Coffee and look at all the cool people typing on their computers. And then they all needed a place to go. Matt, where do those people go?
That's right. So that was one of the first problems we were thinking we have to solve here in our effort to sort of build to try and help build this emerging entrepreneurial ecosystem is to fill the very different gaps. And one of them is, where are the places that entrepreneurs go to meet, to gather, to share, et cetera? And so joining with a group of other investors, we launched the Lab Miami, which is in Wynwood. Opened in February, delighted that, you know, since it opened, it's home to, you know, some 150 entrepreneurs on a regular basis. And through events that it's had there since February, more than 10,000 visitors.
So, 10,001. I was there Tuesday.
And did you have a good time?
Oh, I had an awesome time. I got there early. Johnny, Social Media 305 Irish, invited me to a social media club of South Florida, hashtag SMCFL. And we had an awesome meeting. It was about, believe it or not, fake followers.
Nice.
Yeah, they talked about how you got to buy them to be, you know, to be legitimate on the front. And I said, fake followers, legitimate. Let me see about that.
You
but
have
anyway,
fake followers at 880 The Biz.
I don't know about them. I don't. I got rid of them all. but that's one of the reasons I don't do Facebook. I kept getting followed by all these women with no heads. Another topic for another day. So I'm a Twitter guy and I'm a LinkedIn guy because I'm business and I'm creative. And so I went to the Lab Miami. Mm-hmm. And I pulled down on the street, and there was no cars except for mine. By the time I left, there were Mercedes, Beamers, Audis, all these top-of-the-line cars, as well as a bunch of bicycles.
Cool.
And when I walked into Lab Miami, I saw the sponsors, American Airlines, to Ackerman Centerfit.
You saw another one, too, didn't you?
Yeah, the Knight Foundation. Yeah. I took a photo in front of that
all
one.
Right, good.
All right. But the one thing I did notice that I thought was really interesting was there were a bunch of entrepreneurs in there, a bunch of people working with their, you know, one earbud in one hand, and they were all typing, and one lady had a dog and everything. It was really cool, very wonderful. The one thing that was missing, there were no mentors in there. There was nobody from Ackerman, nobody from American Airlines. I'm going to throw it right at you. Nobody from the Knight Foundation. So all those people are there, and they've got the space, but they don't have somebody to ask a question to. And it was 6 o'clock at night, and I'm thinking, my gosh, I work until 7 or 8. These people were working and cranking at 11 o'clock at night there. So I think that one of the great things that you could do is have an on-staff mentor for these people.
Well, Jim, the lab has actually just started building a mentor network to solve that very problem. In addition, another thing that we've funded is an organization called Endeavor, and that's our biggest investment to date in our effort to support, connect, and inspire this emerging entrepreneurial ecosystem in Miami. And go ahead, Jim.
We're going to have another segment, Matt, because I gave you the 2 minutes. I don't want to scare you. You got to jam Endeavor in here. We're going to talk a lot about Endeavor, because the number one thing that we want to do here is we want to connect with the entrepreneurs out there. We want them to know about what's going on. We want to create some good, solid content here that you and the Knight Foundation and the people over at the Lab Miami and your other clients and other investments can repurpose.
You know, for perspective's sake, we started this effort about a little more than a year ago in terms of making meaningful investments. We've made now over 45 different investments of different kinds. So certainly the lab is one we're exceedingly proud of. It's been enormously successful, but there are a lot of others. I hope we can talk about
them. We're going to talk about them all. The number one thing that we want to do, as I said, is help people find out what you're doing, give you some content that you can repurpose or use to get other people involved and help to build it. And then hopefully down the road, we can get some of your entrepreneurs that really demonstrate what you're trying to do and the difference that you're making in creating this new fabric for Miami come to fruition. And then towards the end of the show, I want to talk a little bit, if you want to stick around and kick it around again at the end of the show, we can talk about that. I'm really all about careers. And these entrepreneurs, they're the ones that are going to bring in the businesses that are going to offer careers to the people in our town that need them. And people ask me, well, how are we going to fill up all these apartments and condos? I said, it starts with jobs and careers. We're going to leave it like that. Dave gave me the sign. We're going to be right back. Matt's already freaked. You can't believe I could talk this fast. Back after this. Dave, take us away. Oh, man, I just love that song. It's got me cranked up. Big Day's back there dancing. Matt's ready to give me a high five. And, hey, folks, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. You know, I just recently leased a new car from the guys at Warren Henry. Look out on I-95. That's me coming up behind you. That's why you got to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. What does that mean? That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. And this is my favorite part, a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. That's right. You need reservations at Prime 112? You call this person. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
You look forward to that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are on with the Knight Foundation talking about how they empower entrepreneurs. You've got Matt Hagman. He's the Miami Program Director here in town. What's the Knight Foundation all about? They're all about transformative ideas that transform and engage communities. We're going to talk how Matt's doing that with an investment that he's made in a group called Endeavor Miami. What's Endeavor all about, Matthew?
So, well, our overall goal in this whole thing, right, is to better connect and support and propel this emerging community of entrepreneurs with the ultimate goal of making Miami more of a place where ideas are built, right? If we think if we do that well, that'll lead to more talent retention, more people staying here, greater sense of place and possibility, more community engagement. If people have the tools to act in what is their own best interest. Endeavor, what it does is that Endeavor spots high potential entrepreneurs, right? Those who have not, these aren't startups, right? What Endeavor does is find entrepreneurs who have found some success and to help them be wildly successful scale-ups, right? And the idea is to create those stars that serve as catalysts in the community to sort of inspire and in doing so create pathways for others to replicate that success. Give you the stat that most spoke to us at Knight Foundation when we were looking at Endeavor. Over 60% of Endeavor entrepreneurs go on to become future funders or mentors of other entrepreneurs. And that's exactly the kind of pay it forward network we're trying to create here in Miami. I should add, Endeavor has been around now for more than 15 years. It's based in New York City, but it's never actually operated in the U.S. It's Latin America, Asia, North Africa, Europe. And now Miami is actually the first U.S. city where it's launching.
How appropriate, though. How appropriate.
We think so.
You know, we're the crossroads to the world. I love that Beacon Council map that shows us as the center of the universe. I use it all the time in real estate. And I must say is I love their concept because I found that when I was getting started in the real estate business and now in the radio business, there's nobody to mentor me. I got nobody to ask questions to. Everybody's out for my kidney for an answer. And all I do is I go up to the UF. I give a scholarship up there. We bring the kids down here. We help them network. And all I want to do is just give them one little push forward
that
I didn't have.
You should get you as a mentor with Endeavor.
I'm there. Sign me up. I'm on board. You got it recorded? I'm there. And I'm glad we recorded your whole rollout because that was great too, Matt. Now, are there any businesses here in Miami that have gone through the Endeavor process?
So just getting started, right? So here's how it worked. December, Knight Foundation, we made a $2 million grant to bring Endeavor to Miami. First step was we had to build a local board of Miamians who would put their own skin in the game. In this case, would a board that would contribute $3 million over 5 years, right? Not a small ask. As it happened, we're able to do it in about 3 months, which is very encouraging that in this that there's that sort of belief in this endeavor model of using entrepreneurship and of using mentorship and connection, access to funding as a way to really grow and propel promising entrepreneurs.
Makes so much sense. How come nobody thinks that that's going to – I mean, come on. It's like watering a flower.
You know, the World Bank did a study. It found Endeavor entrepreneurs grow jobs at a rate of 5-to-1 comparable firms. The model is tested. It's a winner. So we built the local board. We've hired a local managing director, Laura Maidan, who a month ago opened the office and who is now casting about town, meeting with entrepreneurs and finding those first group of high-impact potential entrepreneurs to send to what's called Endeavor's International Selection Panel, where then entrepreneurs from around the world get vetted and a select few become Endeavor entrepreneurs. Right now, there are about 850 Endeavor entrepreneurs in the world.
We got to get her on as a follow-up.
Oh, maybe totally. Between she's great.
December, we'll do her. We can get her on in December.
Be awesome, yeah.
Okay, great. When is the so they have like a competition?
Yeah. So how it works is that so there are Endeavor offices all around the world. There's Endeavor Argentina, Endeavor Chile, Endeavor Turkey, Endeavor Jordan, etc. Endeavor Greece now. And five times a year they have these things called international selection panels in different places around the world. The next one's in Dubai in December, and each of the offices sends a group of entrepreneurs, just a few, to that panel where guys from Bain and McKinsey and successful entrepreneurs in their own rights meet with these entrepreneurs and vet them, right? Just sort of, you know, turn them inside out, look at their model, understand the entrepreneurs behind these businesses, and a select few are then then become Endeavor entrepreneurs. Once that happens, then this whole world of Endeavor is opened up of mentorship and support and connection.
Now, are there any companies well, let me rephrase that.
Sure.
Endeavor winners in the United States, have there been any yet?
Zero, because Miami's the first.
Okay, well, that was easy for you. Yeah. How about international? Is there anybody that locally we would know, hey, look, this person went through the process and look what happened?
Well, in Latin America, right, where Endeavor first got going, you look at stuff like OfficeNet or Mercado Libre, right? These are major companies that themselves sort of became, you know, if you look at, for example, in Buenos Aires, which is actually an interesting case study, when it is actually, despite, you know, government issues they may be having, the startup and entrepreneurial community is actually really interesting. There's some really cool things going on. And actually, if you look back, it's just a handful of companies that actually were part of sort of creating that. And it's sort of what we want to do, what has happened there, candidly, in some ways, and what has happened in Silicon Valley being another example, of course, which is the best example, is what we want to replicate here. That is, you want to create a handful of those home runs, those huge successes, and then the ripple effects then sort of create that sort of next circle of companies, and out we go.
Of course, everybody wants to be affiliated with an environment that breeds success, and that's what you're really trying to create here, is an environment where people can succeed. One of the infrastructure issues we've always had here is the ability to have a good, solid, vertically integrated venture funding system. You've had some of the guys here looking to do them, but mostly they're not going to deal with the early startup and angel funding. I don't really know where those guys can go get money, so this sounds like a great thing for our community.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the thing that people talk about is mentorship, obviously finding talent and access to capital, right? And we think all of those are problems that are solvable here in Miami. And if you talk about access to capital, number one, just fundamentally, there's a lot of wealth here, which is important, right?
Of course.
Hopefully we can begin to direct more of that. People like wealthy people like yourself, Jim, have them looking at young up-and-coming entrepreneurs, not necessarily young, but up-and-coming entrepreneurs ideas of
life. I do. What we do at our firm is we look for operating partners, people that have had success with a couple of projects and have a little bit of money, but not enough to go and do more. And we come in and we bring our intellectual capital, our financial capital, and our connections, and our execution practices, and we help them grow our businesses.
Do you just invest in real estate?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, that's all we do. We invest strictly in real estate. That said, we have other relationships that invest in businesses as well.
Yeah.
some of the firms that we do business with that invest in triple net transactions, they invest really, that's a corporate credit transaction, so they would invest directly in a corporation but not a startup.
Right, right. Well, that's exactly it. There's a lot of wealth here, but it's not directed towards startups, among other things.
Yeah,
right?
They like sure bets.
But, you know, that's right. And that's what we know, right? And so that's why the thinking is we need to have some of those big successes where people like yourself and others will see that this is a place where actually making these sorts of investments, betting on entrepreneurs here in Miami, is actually a winning proposition. And I think we're poised to see some really big successes very soon, among them Open English, the largest online English language learning platform in Latin America, is based here in Miami. Andres Moreno started it in his apartment in Caracas, was briefly out in Silicon Valley, and is now in Coconut Grove. The company's valued at over $350 million and growing.
Well, you know, these are the kind of things that our crossroads trajectory should be able to really capitalize on, because this is a place where ideas come and they interact and they can grow in the right environment. And that's what you're trying to create, is a place for people to come together, be encouraged, and then find the ability to capitalize themselves and move forward. I do it in real estate all the time. I guess I'm sort of a silo with what you're doing. I mentor the kids.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's the bet, is that all of the pieces are here, right? That all the raw materials needed are all here, but we're trying to lower barriers, create greater connections and support, and off we go.
They're all in there. I'm holding up my phone. It's all my contact base, all the people that listen, all the people that get our information through the email. You're the people that he's talking about. You're the thought leaders in our community. And if we all pull together, what we can do for our future and our community, the people that we know, the people that are coming here, our families, our friends, our children, it all starts with the ability to create an economic model that's sustainable, that creates not only jobs, but careers. And that's why you get the high five, Matt. We've only got a couple minutes. Then we're going to do the UHealth segment. And if you stick with us.
This has flown by. Wow.
Yeah, that's because it's such a great, so positive vibe we're putting out there. Matt, if people want to know more about some of these things, websites, email stuff, what's the scoop?
First, my Twitter handle is Matt Hagman, MattHagman. You can reach me at Hagman@KnightFoundation.org. And of course, you can go to our website, www.KnightFoundation.org. And find me.
You know, Matt, it's really great. We've been talking for a long time. You've been writing and journalist. You've been documenting.
I was a reporter for 10 years. I covered real estate. In fact, I covered you, Jim.
Oh, like a blanket, you turkey. You were great. You're very knowledgeable. And that's why I think Alberto and the rest of the team at the Knight Foundation has really done something great. We've got to go. We're going to come back with some health and wellness stuff. And hey, there's entrepreneurs like that at UHealth, too. And then we'll come back with Matt. We're going to talk about more jobs, more careers, entrepreneurs, success, building Miami from the ground up and creating a strong fabric for success. Back after this.
Long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody, when I'm looking to buy good, dependable transportation, it's really awesome. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you got to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. Hey, Warren Henry started out as a local company, and they built themselves up to being three generations successful. So what is the Warren Henry Advantage? That's complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Actually, I got 4 years. That may be the new program. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
All right. Hey, as a high-powered executive, you demand the best for your health, and with a UHealth executive physical, you're going to get it. From the moment you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from a personal concierge to guide you through your visit to a customized prevention, to guide you through a customized preventive health care plan to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust UHealth to take care of you. I do. You can take care of your business if UHealth takes care of you. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Dave, am I live and on the air there? All right. Well, Dave, we needed to do that cataract thing for you again. You got your fat fingers working there. UHealth, the University of Miami's health system, brings you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. Hey, everybody, UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple of different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, folks, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for 10 years in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. We're going to talk to one of their doctors right after this. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. The series focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great, and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative, interesting things down there. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-253-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you.
All right, we are now on with our UHealth desk, Dr. Richard Thurr. He's a professor of surgery. We're going to discuss the lung cancer screening program offered at the University of Miami Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. Dr. Thurr, welcome to the show.
Very good to be here. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. And before we get any further, congratulations on getting the James W. McLemore Outstanding Service Award.
Oh, well, thanks so much. It was an honor that I really did appreciate. That's great.
Now, tell me a little bit about what's going on at UHealth with regard to the early detection of lung cancer, because that's like the number one killer as far as cancer goes in the U.S., no?
That's correct, and it has been for many years, both for men and women. It surpasses the death rates for breast, prostate, and colon cancer, so it really is a major public health problem.
Now, what exactly is up? Because, you know, there have been people knowing not to smoke, and people get, they smoke, they get the lung cancer, and now there's a easier way to identify it. I mean, people are still smoking. I mean, my mom works at a hospital, and she tells me that right before the people go in for their respiratory treatment, she sees them out there smoking. Those guys have no chance, but what about the folks at the UHealth hospitals?
Well, the problem, what we have actually is that, as far as that goes, we've had a smoke-free campus program here for the past 3 years or so, where not only within the buildings but outside on the campus, smoking is not permitted. So we're trying at least to set an example in that regard. But the problem with lung cancer is that the major problem is that it's recognized late in its course. Relatively few people present to a physician's care with early stage lung cancer. And of course, lung cancer in its early stages is curable. In its later stages, it generally is not. So the challenge is to recognize people early in their disease so that we can effectively treat them. And that's the message behind the lung cancer screening program. The effort to detect lung cancer at its earliest stages.
So let me understand a little bit about the lung cancer screening program. Anybody can go, no?
Yes. Right now, it's unfortunately not covered by very many insurance companies. Insurance companies cover people for disease, but these people are not recognized yet to have the disease. So it's generally needs to be the scan itself. Generally needs to be paid for out of pocket.
God forbid they should get behind
preventive
health.
Now, once we identify a problem, even though it might not ultimately turn out to be a malignancy, the subsequent studies and follow-up scans are covered.
Okay, so, you know, in general, what does it cost? About $1,000 to go in there and get scanned? Takes
no,
a couple hours?
It's about $350 for the initial scan.
Wow.
And
less than the cost of 10 packs of cigarettes.
In the not-too-distant future. And actually, we believe that insurance companies will begin to cover this. This is largely because the United States Preventive Health Task Force, which is a federal agency that examines medical kinds of screening programs and preventive care programs, has just come out with a provisional grade B recommendation favoring this. What that means is that the evidence, the preponderance of evidence, indicates that this is a good program for early detection, and therefore Medicare and all of the health insurance programs sanctioned under the Affordable Care Act will need to cover this going forward.
Well, it sounds
to me it's going to take some time to work through the bureaucracy, but eventually it will happen. And in fact, a couple of insurance companies do cover it currently.
Well, doctor, it sounds to me like for the cost of about 10 packs of cigarettes, somebody can find out if their habit of the last 20 years has got them close to being in the grave.
That's one way of putting it.
Well, I think that's the real way you got to put it. These people just need to get the message. You know, I'm out here. I'm having to pay taxes. We all are now paying into the Affordable Care Act. We're all trying to basically get to a normalized situation where we're all paying something that's relative to what our risk factors are. So it seems to me that the people that have the high risk factors, they need to go down there and become members of our community and do something.
Well, it's certainly true that it's a benefit not only to the individual patient, but to the community at large, since it's much more economical to treat patients with early stage disease, even though it might involve an operation, than it is to treat people with far advanced disease and have them require various kinds of chemotherapy or complex radiation treatments that are very costly, much more costly than a straightforward surgical procedure, with also much less likelihood of achieving a cure.
Doctor, let me ask you this. How does somebody make a reservation or get involved and get this done? And I'm going to ask you to go slow because we have some listeners that are Jets fans and they just need to hear it two or three times.
Well, we have the program at the University of Miami Sylvester Cancer Center, and that program can be accessed by calling our Ask for Anna program. The phone number is 305-243-5302. That's 305-243-5302. And if an individual calls that number, they will be referred directly to the lung cancer screening program. We have a nurse practitioner who will do some, preliminary questions to see if the individual actually does qualify for screening. Screening programs, of course, are for people who think they are well, so they should not have any symptoms suggestive of pulmonary problems or lung cancer. If they do have symptoms, they can call that same number and be referred not necessarily to the screening program, but to a physician who would be able to see them and try to figure out what the symptoms are due to and initiate appropriate treatment.
Well, doctor, I really want to thank you for coming on, telling us about this program, and helping us get the word out for a very relatively low cost. People can save their own lives. You would think that they would get the message.
Well, I hope they do.
Oh, thanks for sharing it with us, doctor. We look forward to having you on again sometime in the future. And Dave, let's go. And we'll be right back with Matt Hagman. And Matt and I are going to talk about making this place a better place, getting Miami on track into the future. Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
So much younger than today. Anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors.
Oh, help me, help me, help me. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my new Infiniti from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Range Rover, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the same Warren Henry advantage that I did. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lauren's Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Our friend Lauren Book is up for the 2013 L'Oreal Paris Woman of Worth. We need you to go to Twitter and Facebook and go and vote today. Go to the at L'Oreal Paris USA on Twitter and go to laurenskids.org and click through and vote for Lauren as a 2013 Woman of Worth.
You look forward to that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with Freed on Business. We've been talking with the Knight Foundation's Matt Hagman. We've been talking about how they're empowering entrepreneurs here in Miami. We're talking about why, and let's face it, we all know the reason why. We see all those condos and apartments going up, and you wonder who's going to live there and be able to pay for it. I'll tell you, all the people that are going to be moving here are already here, that are going to be combining to make this a petri dish of progressive ideas. And we will build the infrastructure of the future right here in Miami, which is the crossroads of the entire world, as you've come to learn. Matt, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be back.
All right. Now, Matt, we've been talking about Endeavor. We've been talking about the lab. Those are a couple of the high-profile investments. What's your most nuanced investment that you like that you've made here at the Knight Foundation?
Ooh.
How about that,
good,
huh?
Good question.
Yeah, right. I got Jim, you stumped, and you're a freaking newspaper dude, man. I'm there. I know what I'm doing.
I used to ask the questions.
Yeah, now
right?
You got to answer. Now you got to answer. The question is, what was your most, and this doesn't mean it's your favorite. Give me something nuanced. Give me something interesting. Doesn't have to be your favorite. Doesn't have to be the one that's going to be the most profitable. Rock
you
me.
You got it. So, you know, and this, we're investing in sort of the whole stack, so to speak, right? From the high impact entrepreneurs at the very top that with organizations like Endeavor to entrepreneurs who are not even entrepreneurs yet.
People and sitting at a desk with an earbud at the lab.
Even better than that, a young kid in a school. So take Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship, right? So as part of this effort, we want to also broaden and diversify our base of entrepreneurs going forward, and that starts in the schools. And so we did an investment with Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship to launch 10 digital classrooms across Miami, right? Nifty focuses in particular in low-income neighborhoods, teaching all of the skills that come into play with entrepreneurship, identifying a problem, building a solution and executing on it, right? And understanding that there's not just sort of one plan and then it works or doesn't, but it's building an idea and iterating on it and actually finding a way to ultimately sort of finding that point where then you can scale and grow it, right? And so with Nifty, these 10 digital classrooms will now have students taking advantage of distance learning. We'll be working with students in the Bay Area, for example, being able to collaborate on projects, and it's just getting started. So very excited. So if I had to think of one off the top of my head, in addition to the others, certainly that comes to mind.
Yeah, I can understand why that would be a favorite. We were looking during the break about some of the things that we've been doing in the community here with Freed on Business, with Tarek Maddox, and with Lauren Book. And it's really exciting to give back and to get into the community. You know, we're only here for a certain amount of time on this green earth, but we can leave a lasting impact by handing off our ideas and the things that we know. You know, the world is changing so fast, and the people, they have many jobs and business cards in their pocket now. People have jobs, they have careers. Lots of people can't make it on one or two jobs. They've got three, plus they sell like some, you know, pyramid marketing scheme thing. There's their fourth job.
Yeah. All that for sure. But, you know, one of the things we're really trying to tap into is to launch and start things, right? The costs to sort of create, so to speak, are dropping dramatically, right? That's why you have people in places like the lab, because you can sit there with a laptop and actually be building a viable idea. Right?
Yeah,
and the cost to connect, as someone like yourself has taken advantage of, as I look through your Twitter feed, is zero. Right?
Yeah, it's very minimal. It's a cost of time. It's a cost of effort. It's a little bit of intellectual.
That's different.
Yeah, and what I find is that it creates for me a creative outlet that allows me to build the rest of my business too.
Absolutely, and it means that many, many more people can participate, right? Because of the cost to create going down, the cost to connect being virtually zero, the ability to act is exponentially higher. Right? And for more and more people. And that's the sort of thing that we're trying to tap into with this effort, because in addition, Miami has all the elements to take advantage of that trend.
Miami is beyond a sexy place. Miami is a smart place. You know, with all of the cheap office space and all of the cheap residential space that was in downtown and Brickell and in Midtown.
Yeah, but not anymore.
Well, let me finish.
Oh,
that
okay.
attracted everybody.
Yeah.
Now they're here, they're doubling up and tripling up, and they need to find a way to lower their overhead somehow, and so the lab is a great alternative.
Now, I should mention there are some other really sort of cool co-working places. Pipeline, Brickell, in the Brickell area. Bureau has an office in Midtown and is over on the beach. Fantastic space, really, really cool. And also an accelerator was started in downtown Miami called Venture Hive, with graduates of their first class, they're now recruiting for the second class right now, but graduates of the first class are staying over and working there, and so there's co-working spaces there as well. These are all really, really, really exciting places.
It sounds like the entrepreneur environment is beginning to move through the recognition of an idea in currency. Problem, resources, solution, revisit,
right.
re-engineer, move forward. It sounds like we're in I'll use their terminology, a 3.0 situation or 4.0 even at this point. Dave's giving me the high five, which means we have 5 minutes to keep on rolling here. The last couple, I'm going to thank everybody. But, you know, the real thing that's important to me here is, you know, I've seen a lot of different people in real estate. One guy started a medical concierge. Another guy has started three or four different companies he owns. I have a radio show. Other people do these other small business startups or, you know, travel or
sure.
something like that. And it's all because of this continuing bifurcation in our community. In our community, the high end people and the people that are at a different socioeconomic scale, the middle's hollowing out. What you're doing is helping that middle fill back in, Matt.
Absolutely, trying to provide a forum for connection and a platform for people to build their ideas, right? And so you're not relying on sort of getting a job in some place. I mean, we're all looking for jobs, right? But that you have the opportunity, if you have an idea, that you can build it. And that's what we're hoping that we can continue to fuel, because that's really what Miami is, right? Day in and day out, Miami is a highly entrepreneurial place.
Period, man, period.
And so with all that we're seeing, you spoke about all the condos, right? As Miami's urbanizing, you see a real connection between urban density and entrepreneurship and innovation. Miami now has that. You see a real connection between centers of art and culture and innovation and entrepreneurship. Miami now has that. Furthermore, Miami, 40 years ago, we didn't even have a public research university here or thereabouts, but FIU, I think, started in 72.
FIU South was around in the early 70s. Okay. FIU North was a toxic waste dump for years.
Okay. So, but now, on a per capita basis, Miami is seventh in number of college students in a metropolitan area. Few would think of Miami as a center of higher education. Yet so we have all of these sort of great assets coupled with the entrepreneurial sort of instinct that is Miami. We think opportunity is here.
What we have here in Miami that's really important is the opportunity for collisions. I want to thank Matt Hagman for coming on. He's creating the opportunity for smart people to collide with money, cash, and ideas all the time. Matt's going to come back.
Jim. Thank you.
Oh, you're
great.
The best,
man.
Matt.
You said better than I do.
Well, that's my job.
Yeah.
Your job is to go put out the money. My job is to talk about it. I want to thank our guest, Matt Hagman. I want to thank the folks at U Health for bringing us the, Dr. Richard Thurr. We talked about lung cancer prevention with him. Always want to thank our friends at Warren Henry Automotive. High five to Tarek Maddox, keeping me fit for life. I want to thank the NFL alumni. They're always caring for kids. The Miami Marlins, they're our sponsors, as are the Miami Dolphins, Social Media 305, Bruce Turkell, Lawrence Kids, and Publix. Always the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Real Estate Center for Real Estate Studies. And I always want to thank you, our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. Please tell your friends. You can follow me at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business. We're on YouTube. We got our website that gets a bunch of hits. Our show will be up on the internet within the next day or so. But I want to make sure that I give a high five to Jose Fernandez, who through all of the things that was going on this season out at Marlins Ballpark, he was able to cut through all the stuff, stay focused, and continue on the path of setting an awesome example for everybody in South Florida. And it's for our entrepreneurs too, Matt. He tried and tried and tried until he had the opportunity to succeed. Then when he got the opportunity, he took it. That's right. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Go kick some booty.
You don't feed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. He took all my money and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. But well, a hush fell over the pool room. The Jimmy come bopping in an awful street. When the cutting was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cutting about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more.